Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
James, now see if we can get him there. Hello, James.
Hi, Ryan. Sorry about that earlier.
That's all right. So I was just asking in a very sort of kind of grown-up way, was everything cool about leaving school?
My parents were at start. Now my parents weren't too happy because my three older brothers, they're academics. They went on to study like law, accountancy, and like teaching and all that. And my father and my brothers just thought I'd be like the same, but like because they done their leaving cert, but I just wanted to pursue this career in acting because I knew I had what it takes. Because like I work really hard, and you have to work hard for the things you want.
Yeah, and you have what it takes. I like your confidence.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, because I look at all these actors like Daniel Day-Lewis and all these big actors, and because like I think of myself as the same acting skills as Daniel Day-Lewis, the method acting, that's me, you know.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, what do you want to do? I mean, you're 17 now, so how are you going to pursue the goal?
I'm gonna work hard. I got my own business card, so I can go around to producers and say, give us a shout now if you have anything going, you know.
Good. Well, that's a good start. And what about acting experience? Anything yet?
I was in a TV show there recently called Penny Dreadful, where I played a male prostitute.
Congratulations. That's a good. Hey, James, you got to start somewhere.
Ah, that's it.
And if I'm right, because I bought Penny Dreadful on DVD, I was dying to see it because it was made in Ireland.
Yeah.
And Billy Piper, I think, plays a female prostitute.
Yeah, she was in it. That's right. It's a very peculiar new TV series.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I find it very weird.
It's kind of like Sherlock Holmes meets science fiction.
Yeah, that's it. That's actually a perfect description.
Yeah, it's bonkers. But you got a taste of it, right? You were on a set and you saw, you lucky thing, you saw Eva Green, hopefully.
I did, yeah.
And you got a sense of what it's like to be in front of a camera. Did you get the bug? Were you?
No. When the director said rolling, I just felt so natural. I only had a small part, but I put so much. I researched everything. I researched what prostitutes were like back in the 19th century. I researched it all, and I just, when he said rolling, I just fell into the part and I just done everything I could possibly do, and hopefully it looks okay now when it comes out in June.
You've set the bar high for yourself, Fassbender and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, because my acting teacher, Donald Courtney,
right.
He's my acting teacher, and he taught Michael Fassbender, and he said I was good. So, and if you said Michael Fassbender was good, that can't be too bad. Now.
You're mixing in the same circles as Fassbender now. If that's the where are you learning your craft?
I go to the Gaiety School of Acting.
And how's that going for you?
I love it. Yeah, all the people. I have a lot of friends. I made a lot of friends out of there, and all the teachers are brilliant. And I go in with my notebook. I take down notes. Then I go home and just read over them like it's my homework, and that's just my life. I just do that over and over again.
And who do you, like, in Ireland now, who do you look to and say, yeah, he's got it or she's got it?
I would look at all these, like, these actors like Brendan Gleeson and, like, all the Gleesons. I'm going to see their show next week in the theatre.
Yeah.
And I'm big fans of them, and I'm a huge, as you can probably tell, I'm a huge fan of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you be? He's so good.
Oh, he's brilliant, yes.
What do you make of Conor McGregor, the sport?
Conor McGregor, he's a big inspiration for me. I always say I want to be the Conor McGregor of acting.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see where you're going with that.
Because I know I watch all his documentaries, everything, like all his interviews. I'm a big fan of his. And I've seen how hard and how much he puts his heart into achieving his goals, and he achieved it now. And like that's what I want to do. I want to work hard and do everything I can possibly do to achieve my goals.
Okay, is it going to happen? Because you know, life is an X factor. It's
going to happen. I have a lot of, my girlfriend has a lot of confidence in me as well, and I have a lot of confidence. That's all that I need. I just need people to believe that I can do it, and I'm going to do it.
And acting abilities.
What do you mean by that?
You have to have that too.
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, well, like, I know how to act, and I'm not being cocky or anything, but yeah, I just know I can do this.
Well, listen, we're going to keep an eye on you, and no doubt when you're collecting either the Golden Globe or the Oscar or whatever it is, you know where it started.
Yeah, give me 6 months, Ryan,
all right,
and I'll
James.
Email you back and I'll tell you that I'm in a movie.
I love it. I love your confidence. I support you. You know, in Ireland, we're too quick to knock, so go for it, all right? Pursue
I will.
That
Thanks
dream.
Very much.
Yeah, I wish you well in your endeavours. Look after
Thanks,
yourself.
Thanks, Ryan. You too. See
you soon. Bye.